Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, I want to talk about this concept of using fear campaigns to try to get people healthier, right? Can you actually scare people into being healthy? I mean, this is a really commonly used scare tactic and marketing ploy to get people motivated to either buy a product or get them to change their behavior in a certain way. I mean, they have the anti-smoking campaigns, the anti-alcohol campaigns, which use fear, which I'm totally okay with because you're just getting people to stop something. You're not replacing it with another solution that sometimes involves large amounts of money. There are so many campaigns that have been done in the past related to health that end up being based on false information, right? That they had to then discontinue. In fact, some of those solutions were very, very dangerous, and I won't mention them. I mean, let's just take, for example, cancer treatments. There's quite a few fear campaigns that get people to take certain treatments for cancer involving fear. If you don't do this, you have so many days to live, whatever. But take a look at the best case scenario with cancer treatments. Best case scenario, you might extend a person's life by 2.5 weeks. Yeah, that's it. And the cost of that treatment could range anywhere between $50,000 to $250,000 to extend your life 2.5 weeks. Doesn't make sense. Then you have all these different campaigns for obesity. You know, obesity is a killer. You need to do this or do that. But what is the solution? A low-fat diet, a low-calorie diet, which we know doesn't work. So here's some questions that I always want to know. Especially if they're using fewer campaigns. Is the solution based on truthful data? Number two, who is sponsoring the research? Because it could be slightly biased. And number three, how much money is involved? Who's going to be getting rich off this? And I have no problem on someone exchanging money for something that it really is based on a good solution. But I do think there's a much better way to get people motivated, to get them to change their behavior. And that's through education. It's about increasing more understanding. But what's your thoughts on this topic? Are you motivated by fear or more by education and an increased understanding? Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.